Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Miss Lady Blues is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you and to see the way that you all have been responding to it. For those who are just now hearing about Miss Lady Blues, we'll be letting you guys hear some of the music that she's been able to release, including a brand new single that came out this year, and we'll let you know how to stay connected with her, too. Miss Lady Blues, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello to you, Cyrus. I'm happy to be here. How are you?
Hey, doing really good. Glad to have you on with us. As I said, we're going to be hearing some of your music here in just a moment, including your new single that came out this year. But what has it been like for you already, just to see the way that people have not only been able to enjoy your music, but have been able to share your music with others?
Oh, wow. It's been awesome. It's actually been a tremendous experience. How the way that my career started, I never would have imagined people would be receptive and, the music would catch on so quickly. I've only been doing this for a couple of years, so it's been great. The experience has been awesome.
Yeah. So you said it's been a couple of years. I mean, what was it about music that made you say that you not only enjoyed listening to it, but wanted to create your own?
Well, I didn't start my journey in the music business a couple of years ago. We have been in the business about 13 years. Mm-hmm. We started out initially managing artists in Atlanta, Georgia, hip-hop and R&B artists, and brokering, publishing, and production deals. Mm-hmm. So behind the scenes, not only was I working the business part of it, I was writing and doing some work behind the scenes. And as I continued to write, a lot of my music that we were shopping and pitching to the major labels just didn't fit the genres of music. And so when I thought about putting some of my music out and actually establishing myself as an artist, it was perfect because they were my stories. I could tell my way. So I decided to just, go for it.
Wow.
So,
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So let me ask you this then. I mean, because it's great, I think, for our listeners to know that, that you were working, with other artists first. I mean, do you think that kind of helped you when it came to building your own brand and being able to be your own artist? Because you already knew, of course, not only about the business, but also, of course, about the challenges in it.
Yes, it was very instrumental because we used to do conference calls and we used to talk to a lot of our artists during the development stage is about learning the business behind the music. In order to be successful, you have to know that your music is your product. And, when you're out here branding your music, it has to be true to who you are. So a lot of the things that we were teaching the artists that we dealt with on a day-to-day basis, I just took a lot of those principles and used the same, mechanisms and things like that to brand and promote and push my music. And I think that's why I've had the success that I have so far, because I was able to take some of those things that we learned through trial and error and apply them to my music. So it was really great for me to know, some of the things that I know coming into the business. So,
right. Yes. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. It has to be great for other people also to be able to know, Miss Lady, not only, of course, how you were able to do it, but also, of course, what has worked out for you. How did you get over, because it has to be, quite a change to go from being kind of behind the scenes to now
mm-hmm.
being the person. I mean, how did you adjust to that?
Oh, wow. Now, that was a difference because it's easy to tell an artist how they should behave and what they should do and what they should expect, but when you become the artist, you have to be mindful and remind yourself. Now people are watching you. They are looking up to you. They're listening to the stories. They're interested. I mean, everything that you do is pretty much on display. So there isn't a separation of, this is me in my personal life, this is me as an artist. At all times, you have to be very cognizant of what you're doing, how you're behaving, and what example you're setting. So it was very hard to transform from being the person brokering deals and never being seen, always, doing the conference calls and handling the business, to now when you go out, you're Miss Lady. You
right.
need to do this. So it was a transition, but now it's to a point where it's natural. So I've gotten to a point where I feel comfortable when I go out. It's like I don't, a lot of times if someone does know me personally and they call me when I'm in a certain setting by my regular legal government name, it's kind of hard to remember, like, are they talking to me?
Right.
So it's a challenge, but it happens over time, though.
Yeah, it happens over time, yeah, and it's something I know other artists out there know how they've dealt with it. For those who are just tuning in, either on the Radio Dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Miss Lady Blues is making her first appearance on our program today. We're talking to her not only about her journey in music, but what it's been like for her to be able to share her music with all of us. She told us kind of how it all began, what it was like for her to go from being behind the scenes to now being up front. And now because of that, the stories, like you said, Miss Lady, you know, now we're able to hear those stories from you, and of course, to be able to see the way that people are responding to those. I mean, do you feel as though, I mean, when it comes to the singles, especially like the ones we're going to be hearing, we're going to start off with Like You Used To, that has been one of the great things you're hearing from fans about not only how much they love the music, but how much they can relate to it.
Right, yes. Now, that drives me to continue to write and continue to do more of what I love, and that's the creative side of putting out the product, because a lot of the stories that I tell, a lot of the songs that I write are not only personal experiences, some of them, and others have been people who have been close to me. And I know, in general, a lot of people deal with these everyday topics that I discuss in the song. So it's been very great to see that people are moved by the music. Some people have even said, you know, if I'm having a bad day, I put this song on and I'm, you know, I'm good. And that makes me feel good, because I know when I'm in there creating things, I know the feeling I get when I'm putting it together. And so to see that that's being passed along is very inspiring to me. So it's been really good, the feedback has.
Yeah. So what can you tell us about this first single, Like You Used To? How did this song come about?
Oh, wow. I mean, this song here, and I call it Like You Used To, is my baby, because actually before I was sure that I wanted to be an artist, I was on vacation 2 years ago in April, spring break with my kids, and we were on vacation, and everyone was asleep, and I woke up out of a dead sleep, and the whole song was in my head. So I went in and, you know, got in the closet, recorded it on my phone, and kept the melodies, and I sent it to a producer that we worked with on mostly hip-hop tracks, and he had never touched Southern Soul or blues, and I gave him the melodies and everything, and he came up with the track, and I recorded it. And after I was done, I was like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put one song out. If they like it, fine. If they don't, fine. At least I'll say I have a record that I did that I'm, you know, proud of. And after I put the song out and it got into the hands of a couple of promoters and people who put shows together, and they called for me to do some opening on shows, I was like, oh, goodness, this is serious. You know, and so once I started, for the longest time, I only had the one single, because I was still kind of hesitant as, you know, as to what I wanted to do, if I wanted to really go for it. And that song was like the starting point that got everything going and growing. So that's my baby. And that song came about because I have been in a situation where you have this relationship and it's so great at first, and then something changes. You don't know why it changes. You just feel the change. And I think so many people have gone through those situations where you're not talking about it, but you are feeling your way through it. And so as you feel your way through it, you're like, you're not doing what you used to do. Why is it? You know, and so that's kind of where that came from. You know, a lot of people go through situations where they lose sight of what really got them into that good situation in the first place. And so a lot of ladies like that song because for them it's kind of like a theme song. If they ended up starting over, that's a lot of times why. They're not getting what they used to get that made them feel good. So,
that's
my baby.
Well, for those who have not heard Miss Lady Blue's Baby, here is your opportunity. Here is Like You Used To. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Miss Lady Blues right after this. You all stay with us.
That thing.
You that a little bit later. We've been talking to Miss Lady Blues, though, not only about her journey in music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. And guys, I hope you take notice of what she says, because if you're not acting right, she'll get a replacement. I mean, that's, you heard it from her right there. Miss Lady, let's talk about the follow-up, because one interesting thing I've always noticed when I'm talking to either a recording artist on this show or even an author, when something goes really well, when they put something out, there is that great feeling that you have, but then there's the thought of the follow-up. I mean, how have you been able to balance, you know, creating music that you love versus the business side, which is making sure that you're able to produce a song that people will love as well?
Well, I think that in going to the drawing board and thinking about everything that I have lined up for my album and the way that I'm structuring things, the stories are what they are, and then the genre of music that I happen to be in, Southern Soul, Soul and Blues, it's different. It's new, it's fresh, it's, you know, a spin of blues, kind of with a mix of R&B, if you will. So it's something that is just now really being put out there to where the masses can hear it. A lot of people are like, Southern Soul, what is that? You know, and a lot of people, the stories that they love, you know, really don't change. It's about how you package those stories. And so what I've been concerning myself with is paying attention to what's going on in the markets that I'm targeting and the artists that are out there who are successful, not so much what they're talking about is the way that their music moves those crowds. So when I'm going in and co-producing some of my tracks with the engineers and producers, I'm mindful of what moves them. So what I don't try to do is I don't try to reinvent the wheel. I try to stick with what moves me, but also what's going to stick with my targeted audiences. And I think with that being the case, what I don't do is I don't try to outdo the last song, because it's a situation where if you do it the way that you know you love to do it, somebody will like it. You're not going to have everyone that's going to be in love with every song, but for the most part, I take a lot of time in putting it together. I don't rush. I make sure that everything is well thought through and prepared, and make sure I have a lot of input as to how it's put together. And that's why a lot of my songs on my album, I either wrote everything, but I co-produced most of the tracks, because I like to make sure that I'm involved in most of the process, so that when they get the end result, if it doesn't get the intended feedback or if I don't get the success from it, then I have no one to blame but me. I have to go back to say, what could you have done differently, that sort of thing. But so far, the stories in the way that these songs have been packaged along with the music have been working in these, the southeastern market. Those states that we've started working in are really gravitating towards a lot of the songs, and that's exciting for me being a new artist, because I don't know. This, for me, is trial and error, being a new artist, and I'm very excited about the response and the success we're having. So,
yeah. And along the way, I noticed a trend, not only with the single like you used to, we just heard here, Miss Lady, but also the single we're about to hear, Certified Woman. It's about empowering women as well. And that seems to be a big part of who you are. I mean, is that something that you knew you wanted to do, to share with women that, that you can have some control, you can have a say, and that you can be your own person?
Yes, it is. And, it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because a lot of what I'm doing personally, later, in other business ventures and nonprofit organizations that I have, it all works together, because that's who I am. I don't meet strangers. When I meet people and I can tell in their spirit that they're down, it's a certain word that you need to give them, even if it's a smile or something you need to do for them, you do it. And nothing's any different with my music. And I like to tell men when we do the shows and I have my moment, if I have a band with me and I can really take some downtime and tell them, don't, take what I'm saying negatively. It's a message. I'm the messenger. But there are some songs, too, that women are probably going to look at me sideways and say, why did you say that, So I don't want it to be as if I'm, bashing males or feeling like it's a negative message. It's real. It's what people deal with. And I think that sometimes people become such a victim that they don't understand that you do have some fight left in you. It's not about people playing games with you. It's about you joining in. You can only allow people, to treat you one way, and that's what you accept. And some people, because of the way that they have been treated and what they've been exposed to, really don't know that. And so some of these lyrics open up their eyes and say, what? She did what? Oh, wow. And they think about it, and they're like, oh, okay, so that's how you handle this. And I think, to me, that's powerful. A lot of people may not like it, because it does put people in a different position not to be the victim and not to get taken all the time. So that's important to me.
Yeah. Well, it definitely comes through, and I think that's why I wanted to make sure I asked you about that, Ms. Lee, because I think that, I think, empowerment is great, and I think so many times, so many songs, unfortunately, by us guys do not show that strength or celebrate that strength of the woman. So it's great to be able to see women being able to have that. So in that same vein, like I said, we're going to be listening to Certified Woman. I have to ask you this. What is it like for you to be an example to other women as to what they can do, how they can actually come out front and they can be able to follow their own goals and dreams?
Oh, it's awesome, because I have a daughter myself. She's 11. And to see her in the way that she imitates a lot of what I do in my other businesses and everything that I do is very inspiring, and it does give me courage, strength, motivation, and the will to do everything that I see myself being capable of doing. And there's no better testimony than you being able to say, hey, I'm not telling you what I read in the book. I'm not telling you about someone else's story. This is my story. And I think as I grow forward and do a lot of the other things that I am eventually going to do, other people who never imagined having certain opportunities as a possibility will see things differently, because a lot of people see the end result of what you've done, the work that you put in. They don't see that part of it. They see the success at the end, but they don't understand that a lot of them deal with challenges as far as their surroundings, where they're raised, where they live. Everything around them may look dim. It may look negative. It may look like it's a hopeless situation. I started in a lot of those places as a child, and I had to grow through those things and understand that I don't have to be a product of my environment. I don't have to limit myself. My possibilities are endless. And I just want those things to also be at the forefront of people's minds, to understand that anything you can ever imagine yourself doing, the only difference between doing it and thinking about it is actually doing it. You know, there's no one that can limit what you do but you. Your mind is very powerful. And so I think as I go forward and be able to get into situations where I can go deeper with who I am and the messages that I want to get across to the young girls, young ladies, you know, women who have already been through some things and experienced life, I think it's going to be very powerful. So I'm excited about this entire journey for so many reasons.
Right. Well, there's a lot going on, so there's a lot to be excited about. Our final selection to be able to hear today from Miss Lady Blues is called Certified Woman. It was actually released this year. We'll be back with more of our final moments with Miss Lady right after this. Make sure you guys stay with us.
Thank you.
There you have Certified Woman by Miss Lady Blues right here on Conversations Live. We're here with our final moments with Miss Lady today. We've been talking to her not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. Miss Lady, how can our listeners stay connected with you? We mentioned these songs were on Amazon, but how can they stay connected with you and find out what's coming up next for you?
Well, I'm online. I have a website at www.missladyblues.com, missladyblues.com. There are links for shows. They have free downloads on the website and the social media links. So it's all there at missladyblues.com.
All right. So make sure you guys are staying connected with her. Miss Lady, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it and looking forward to staying connected with you.
Great. Well, I appreciate you having me, and it was a blast, and I look forward to working with you and speaking with you soon.
All right, then. We'll definitely make that happen. We thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, thank you all for joining us for another great hour. Now, if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation with Miss Lady or even our previous guest, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you see. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.